stop what you're doing. Don't hinder the work of the Holy Spirit. Allow God to work. Young people, listen to what the Word of God says. Allow God's Holy Spirit to lead you on the way to choosing that man, to choosing that woman. Don't just choose anybody. God has a plan for your lives.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Thanks for joining us today for special insight for those who are single and desiring a spouse. Thinking about the account of a young couple brought together by God, Roel will urge you to trust the Lord as you patiently wait on His plan for your life. Stay with us for assurance that when you submit to God, His Holy Spirit will guide you to the right person at just the right time. Let's listen as Roel Reese begins our study, How to Choose a Spouse, from Genesis chapter 24, verse 29.
We've been talking about marriage and divorce, and one of the most beautiful things about that is that here in the 24th chapter of the book of Genesis, to me, it's always amazing how the Holy Spirit ministers to people's hearts. And Abraham becomes not only the type of God the Father, and then, of course, Isaac, the type of the Son, Jesus Christ, and Eliezer becomes the type of the Holy Spirit, and then of course Rebecca becomes the type of the beautiful bride of Jesus Christ. And we've been talking to young people, those of you that are single, concerning your courtship or relationship between your boyfriend and girlfriend, to make sure that you start out on the right foot, but really being led by God's Holy Spirit. Because there are so many young men and women that get into a relationship that end up in very disastrous ways. And I think it's really important that if you're a Christian, if you have received the Lord and you've been born again of the Holy Spirit, then this is really important for you to understand that you're not to be looking for your boyfriend or girlfriend or your future husband or wife. The Lord already has prepared someone for you that will be compatible to what God wants to do in your life. That's just the biblical way. So many people get in a rush to get into a relationship. And usually what happens in those relationships, they end up being sexual relationships. And starting out already in the wrong way concerning the Word of God. Because you can't really know if you really are loved or you're being used by that person. And so you really have to come to that conclusion in your own life that this is God's way and this is man's way. Look how we begin now in chapter 24 in the third observation here, verse 29. He says, Now Rebekah had a brother whose name was Laban, and Laban ran out to the men by the well. Now Laban here is not only part of the family of Rebekah, that's her brother. When he saw Eliezer, the Holy Spirit, come and offer and give many gifts to his sister, he becomes a type of those in the church that are carnal. Carnal. Coveting the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which God can give to you because you're carnal. Only to spiritual people. Interesting. Check this out, verse 30. So it came to pass when he saw the nose ring and the bracelets in his sister's wrist, and when he heard the words of his sister Rebekah saying, Thus the man spoke to me, that he went to the man, and there he stood by the camels at the well. Laban immediately, like those in the church that are carnal, immediately when they see people being used and yet they're not being used, they want the same gifts that God is giving to the other people. Interesting. And he begins to covet. what has been given to his sister. And at the same time, think about that. Think of the people that have such potential, such incredible potential for God to use. And think of how many young people, how many old people don't listen to the instructions of God. When God gives us so many opportunities to do whatever we want to do according to his purpose, why? Because he wants to use your life to bring glory and honor. And think of the hundreds and thousands and millions of kids that have blown their opportunity with God today and are doing it. But then at the same time, there are more and more and more out there and beyond that are throwing away their lives. And then I think of those in the church like the bride of Christ that you're dating today, you're coming to church on Sunday mornings, you have a boyfriend, you have a girlfriend, and you know, because the Holy Spirit, Eliezer, convicts you and shares with you that what you're doing is not right. But you won't listen. You won't listen to your parents. You won't listen to the Holy Spirit. You won't listen to anybody. You're kind of blinded. And then, as time moves forward, one day, you'll be coming in totally hurt, or something will happen because you didn't listen to what God had said. You didn't wait on God. And I think of all those marriages that have been broken by divorce, separation, somebody else coming into the marriage, or drugs, or alcohol, or violence, when God can really do a great work in both of your lives if you're willing to surrender and to submit to him fully and completely. That's what God teaches us. Notice verse 31. And he got real friendly. He said, come on in, O blessed of the Lord. Notice spiritual jargon. They act spiritual. O blessed of the Lord, come on in. Why do you stand outside? For I have prepared the house in a place for your camels. He's lying. That's not true. Oh yeah, he's going to do it now because he saw the loot. He knows what he wants. And then the men came, Eliezer, to the house, and he unloaded the camels and provided straw and feed for the camels and the water to wash his feet and the feet of the men who were with him. Notice the Holy Spirit submissive and always helping and serving. Food was set before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have told about my errand. And he said, go ahead and speak. Notice, the Holy Spirit was ready to speak out. And Eliezer says, I cannot eat until I do my Father's business. I came here for a purpose. I didn't come here to eat. I came here for a bride, for my master's son. Notice observation number 4, verse 34 to the end of the chapter now. The willing servant. And so he said, I am Abraham's servant. Notice he's defining, he's introducing himself. He's coming and he's sharing with them. Notice informing. Then the Lord has blessed my master greatly and he has become great. And he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and male and female servants and camels and donkeys. My master is so rich. You can't believe what he owns. He owns everything. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore him a son to my master when she was old. And to him, he has given all that he has. Notice talking about God the Father having a son and giving everything to his son. Everything to his son. When Jesus Christ was sent from all eternity to come to the cross and die for the sins of the world so that he could what? He could win and pay with his own blood for his bride. The church. The bride of Jesus Christ. He goes on. He says in verse 36, and Sarah, my master's wife, bore him a son. And then verse 37, now my master made me swear, saying, you shall not take a wife for my son, notice, from the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I dwell. That's the second time in the chapter he's warning and warning and warning about what? Not being unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. Twice already. 2 Corinthians chapter 6:14, be you not unequally yoked together with an unbeliever, for what fellowship has darkness with light? Talk to people that have gotten married with unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. The pain, the suffering that they go through. You reap what you sow.
This is Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. It's our joy to strengthen and support you on your spiritual journey. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com to browse through our full range of family-focused resources. You can also download our app to bring the Bible into your daily life. Now back to more with Raul Reese.
Verse 39. And then I said to my master, perhaps the woman will not follow me. Why? Because in verse 38, he says, but you shall go to my father's house and to my family and take a wife for my son. So that was the commitment. Okay, I want you to go get a wife for my son, but not of the Canaanites, not of any one of the heathens. It has to be from the family of God. And then I said, verse 39, to my master, perhaps the woman doesn't want to come to me. What about if they don't want a relationship? Then what does God say? Then come on back. You don't have to force her to come to me and my son. And then he said this, verse 40. But he said to me, the Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with you and prosper your way, and you shall take a wife from my son, from my family, and from my father's house. That's the fourth time he said it. Not to be unequally yoked together. You will be clear from this oath when you arrive among my family, for if they will not give her to you, then you will be released from what? From my oath. You don't have to force them. If they, mother and father, don't want to send their daughter and she doesn't want to make up her mind and come willingly, then break it off and come home. And Eliezer said, well, what about if I come home and get your son and bring your son over here? He says, no, you'll never take my son to them. She'll have to come. Why? Because our relationship with God is by faith. God already sent his only begotten son. He did his duty by coming and dying on the cross. And now our duty is what? To come by faith to Jesus Christ and accept him by repentance of our sins. Verse 40. But he said to me, the Lord before whom I walk, I will send his angel with this, which will prosper your way. And you shall take a wife from my son, from my family, from my father's house. And you will be clear from this oath when you arrive among my family. For if they will not give her to you, then you will be released from my oath. And this day I come to the well and said, O Lord, God of my master, Abraham, if you will now prosper the way in which I go. So he's telling the story. He says, when I got to the oath, what's the first thing he did? He started praying. He started praying. What does the Holy Spirit do? Intercede. Romans 8 tells us that, 26. He intercedes. He says, verse 43, and behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin comes out of to draw water, and I say to her, please give me a little water from your pitcher to drink. And she says to me, drink, and I will draw water for your camels also. Let her be the woman whom the Lord has appointed for my master's son. Lord, I'll know for sure she's it. So here the Holy Spirit preparing its way for the bride. Verse 44. And she said to me, drink. And I will draw also for your camels, and let her be the woman whom the Lord has appointed. You notice that? The woman that the Lord has appointed for my master's son. Underline that. The Lord appointed it. Not you. Not anybody else. The Lord. And then he said, but before I had finished praying in my heart, there was Rebecca. Can you imagine the first one? There she is. But it's so cool how the Lord prepared the way, he says, but before I had finished speaking or praying in my heart, there was Rebecca coming out with her pitcher, notice, and her shoulder, and she went down to the well and drew water and said to her, please let me drink. And she made haste. Notice that. She got excited. And notice what she did. And her pitcher drawn from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give your camels also a drink of water. He had 9 camels. And so I drank. She gave the camels to drink also. And then I asked her, what is she doing? The bride of Christ does what? Serves the Lord. We're serving the Lord freely, willingly. We're not forced to serve the Lord. I like that. Never forced to do anything that you don't want to do. He goes on, verse 47. He says, then I asked her and said, whose daughter are you? And she said to me, the daughter of Bethuel. Notice in the family, Nahor's son, his brother, whom Michal bore to him. So I put the nose ring on her nose and the bracelets on her wrist. Isn't that beautiful? All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit begins to do what? Begins to take possession of her life and giving her the gifts that were sent by God the Father through his Son, Jesus Christ. That's the way it happens. The way the Lord does that. And then he said, and I bowed my head and worshiped the Lord. Notice that. The Holy Spirit's always worshiping. I bowed my head and I worshiped the Lord. And I blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, who had led me in the way of truth to take the daughter of my master's brother from his son. Notice that. The Holy Spirit giving praise and worship for God the Father sending him and being led all the way to the perfect place where the actual church is found now. And now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. If not, tell me that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Okay, I came all this way. Are you willing to let your daughter go and become his wife? Or do we break the vow? No. And then he said this, verse 50. And then Laban, notice, and Bethuel answered and said, the thing comes from the Lord. We cannot speak to you either bad or good. If this is of the Lord, what can we do? We can't get in the way. Here is Rebecca before you. Take her and go. Let her be your master's son's wife as the Lord has spoken. And then it came to pass, watch this, when Abraham's servant heard their words, that he worshiped the Lord again, bowing himself to the earth. And then the servant brought out the jewelry and the silver and the jewelry of gold and clothing and gave to Rebekah. And he also gave precious things to her brother and to her mother. The Holy Spirit begins to pour out. Notice that. And he and the men who were with him, they ate and they drank and they stayed all night. Where were they doing? Fellowshipping now. They became one with the Holy Spirit. And what do? You fellowship with one another. And then he got up in the morning and he said, send me away to my master. But her brother and her mother said, let the young woman stay with us a few days, at least 10 days after she may go. Notice they submitted, and now they're saying, well, why don't we just wait a while? You can't procrastinate. Once the Holy Spirit makes up his mind, he wants to do a work, there's always people that want to procrastinate. Oh, let's just kind of wait a little bit. Let's see maybe if she will change her mind or not. Verse 56, and he said to them, listen, do not hinder me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Stop what you're doing. Don't hinder the work of the Holy Spirit. Allow God to work. Young people, listen to what the Word of God says. Allow God's Holy Spirit to lead you on the way to choosing that man, to choosing that woman. Don't just choose anybody. God has a plan for your lives. Make sure you wait upon him. He goes on. He says, Do not hinder me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away so that I may go to my master. And so they said, okay, we will call the young woman and ask her personally. Now they say, okay, let's hear it from her. What does she want to do? She's never met Isaac. She doesn't know Abraham. Okay, never met them. Let's ask her and see if she, through her will, wants to go or wants to stay. And notice what it says. So they called Rebekah and they said to her, will you go with this man? And she said, I will go immediately. Obedience. You see? She wants to obey God. Jesus said what? If you love your father, your brother, your sister more than me, you're not worthy of me. You got to obey God. Number one, God is the one that has to be obeyed personally. Then, verse 59, so they went away, Rebekah their sister, her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men, and they blessed Rebekah and said to her, our sister, may you become the mother of thousands and ten thousands, 1 billion babies. Notice that. And may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them. What does he mean by that? Hey, may the Lord bless you. If you marry into the right relationship with the Lord, then your children and your children's children and your children's children maybe what? Follow the Lord. But if you marry a pagan, think how hard it will be and the hardship and the pain that it will take you through the marriage. Verse 61. And then Rebekah and her mates got up, and they rode on camels and followed the men. Verse 62. And now Isaac came from the way of Beer-Lahai-Roi, which means the well of him who lives and sees in the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the south. And Isaac went out. Isaac is what? The type of Jesus Christ? Here is Isaac. What is he doing? He's meditating, he's praying, and he's waiting on the Lord. Jesus Christ, Isaac, a type. And what? And he lifted up his eyes, and he looked out, and all of a sudden he saw camels coming. And then Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she was dismounted from her camel. Oh, that's a poor English word used. In the Hebrew, it's better. It says when she looked up, she said, man, who's that? She fell off her camel. She fell off. She didn't dismount. She was thrown off. It says, and for she had said to the servant, who's that man walking down in the field to meet us? Can you imagine what it's going to be like when we are looking for Jesus Christ to come again and we see him, our bridegroom, and we are his bride? Wow. One of these days. And so here is the beautiful picture, verse 65. Again, he says, for she had said to the servant, who is the man walking in the field to meet us? The servant said, it is my master. So she took a veil, and what did she do? She covered herself. Notice that impurity. She covered herself. And then the servant told Isaac all things that had been done. And then Isaac brought her to his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebekah, and she became his wife. Imagine that.
Well, if you're single but your desire is to be married, it's natural for this wish to stand front and center in your mind and heart. But we hope today's lesson has been an inspiration for you to reset your focus on the Lord, trusting that he has a perfect plan for your future. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Today's lesson, How to Choose a Spouse, is available in its complete form with much more teaching. If you'd like to get a copy, we'll send one to you for a donation of $5 or more. Just call us at 800-634-9165. Now, we'd also like to tell you about Raul's 30-part marriage series, now available on both CD and thumb drive. Every lesson will deepen your confidence in God's sovereign goodness and will inspire you with fresh resolve to wait on His will. You'll also explore the Bible's instructions for a healthy, God-honoring relationship. To order Rawls' 30-message marriage series, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. We'll send your USB drive for a gift of $30 or the flash drive for $45. That's 800-634-9165. Or you can write to us at Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. This ministry is fully listener-supported. Every contribution you make helps us reach more people with the good news of Jesus Christ. Join us next time as we continue this marriage series with assurance of the Lord's ability to bring healing to brokenness. If you and your spouse are struggling, you'll get a challenge to adopt an attitude of mutual humility and respect as you look to God for restoration in your relationship. This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.